Several hundred people gathered in the heart of the Austrian capital Vienna to mark the International Day of Quds, when people from around the world show their support for the Palestinians and their opposition to the Israeli occupation of their land. In Vienna, people of all ages took part in the peaceful march, thus joining international calls for a halt to what they called Israeli unjust policies towards Palestinians.
We've been marking the Quds Day for 30 years now, demonstrating in support of Palestine and Gaza, and as you can see, the public awareness, especially in the last months, has increased significantly.
Quds Day was designated by the later founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, and is held on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. The organizers of the annual rally also said the international community should seize the momentum after the Israeli attack against the Gaza Freedom Flotilla in May and pressure Tel Aviv even more to respect international law and human rights.
But what is most important, Palestinian refugees must be granted the possibility to go back to their land. This is their right and their land. The humanitarian aid must finally reach Gaza.
With slogans saying no to the Israeli terrorism, the participants in the protest march, Muslims and Christians alike, also called for a full boycott of Israeli goods.
What we stress now in this moment is boycott. We call upon our people to boycott Israel because this is a powerful weapon.
The rally was also attended by participants in previous Gaza-bound aid convoys who spoke of the many excuses Israel comes up with not to let international aid reach Gaza.
They shouldn't continue this policy. Israel can do everything, you know, they are never punished for anything, and that's impossible.
The organizers of the march and peace activists, however, said public awareness of the Israeli aggression in Palestine has ballooned after the Israeli attack on the 8th flotilla and the killing of 9 peace activists in international waters. As every year the hundreds who gathered here to mark the International Day of Quds called for an end of the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. Those taking part in the rally slammed what they called the passiveness of the international community at a time it should be defending the rights of the Palestinians. Eva Manassieva, Press TV, Vienna.